Sophie Overit is an award-winning writer. She has a new book. It's called The Rabbits, and she's joining us to have a chat about it this morning on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Sophie, how are we doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Tell us a little bit about who the Rabbits are.
Well, the Rabbits are a family in Brisbane, Australia. There is Delia Rabbit, who's the mother, who's an art teacher at a local college. And she's got three children, who are Olive, who's in her early 20s, Charlie, who's 16, and Benjamin, who is 11. And when Charlie goes missing at the start of the novel, it's really the catalyst for a lot of family drama to play out.
How did you come up with this particular story, Sophie?
Well, I'm a huge fan of magical realism, and because that's what's really at the heart of this novel. And I was interested in just seeing how it could be used in suburban Brisbane, basically. So much of magical realism, it's really based around like the beach or the rural areas or in the cities. And I was just really interested in seeing how that could play out in suburbia. And so the idea kind of grew out of that.
Are these types of stories something that you've worked on before? Is perhaps the culmination of something you've always wanted to work on?
Yeah, it is something I've worked on before. I've done a few short stories on it. This is the first time I've done a big novel about it, which has been a really incredible experience and quite different from writing short stories, because there's a lot more like world building and more room to play around with.
Does it require a lot more planning, or can you just sit there at the, I would have said typewriter once upon a time, but can you just sit there at the keyboard and fire off?
Yeah, well, I usually do a first draft, which is very much about that kind of firing off thing at your computer, which is pretty fun. But then afterwards, when I'm in the redrafting, I usually have to go and sit down and be like, okay, now I've really got to plan it out and make sure, see what's usable, see what's not, and work out that the story arc kind of works.
For want of a nicer term, did you have to find you really had to kill some of your babies sometimes? There were some things that you really liked, but it just wouldn't fit into the story?
Yeah, there's a few of those, which is always pretty brutal. I find, actually, there was one during the editing process where there was a scene that I really loved and really wanted to keep in it. And my editor was like, I think it needs to go, but we can leave it for the next draft. And so we kept leaving it. And it was right before we started to get towards the printing stage where I read it aloud and I was just like, oh no, this has got to go. So it was a brutal scene to cut.
Can you keep it for another book, perhaps?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I've kept it on my computer. So fingers crossed I might be able to find something else I can slot it into.
And the characters in your book, do you become so familiar with them that now that you've finished going through the writing and editing process, do you miss them at all?
I do a bit, yeah. I've had a couple of questions about whether or not I could fold them into other sort of things. Because there's like a lot of movies and books kind of do that, where they'll have characters who recur in different books, even though it's not like a series. And there's a couple of characters. I'm like, well, maybe I could have this one in a different book or in a different story. Because you want to spend more time with them.
Well, in a lighter version, you're their mother. And in the most extreme version, you're their god, because you've created them. You've gone to a lot of trouble. You don't want to just wave goodbye to them, do you, Sophie?
No, well, that's exactly right. Yeah, it's hard to say goodbye to Ed. It's the best of times. And especially, you know, with a book. When you're writing them, you know, it is really this kind of goodbye process. But hopefully, you know, other people are going to get to meet them now, which is pretty exciting.
Do you have another book on the way? Are you working on something?
Yeah, I'm actually working on a historical fiction novel, which is about Houdini's 1910 tour of Australia.
Right.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't know that he toured Australia, which is pretty fun.
He was one of the first people to fly an aeroplane within Australia.
He was, yeah. Yeah, he was the first. He did it in New South Wales. So it's a pretty fascinating snippet of Australian history, which is often not really well known. So I just thought, you know, that sounds like an amazing story to write.
Well, we're looking forward to your next effort, but right at the moment we can enjoy Sophie Overit's latest book, The Rabbit. Sophie, thank you very much for putting pen to paper, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sophie, that was brilliant. Thank you again for your time.
Oh,